hey, everybody. I am so excited for Live with Lady Moore. I have a very special gospel artist with me. And listen, you want to hear her story, hear about her. Her music is slamming. She has great style and beauty. So you're going to want to watch this. So go ahead, like and share. Invite your friends. Tell them to come on. I'm Lady Moore. This is Live with Lady Moore, Facebook Live. And I am so glad to be able to bring you great music, motivation, and inspiration. And again, I have gospel artist Jokia with me. How you doing, lady?
Thank you. We did this. Doing well. I'm excited. Listen, this is awesome. I can't wait to get started on this interview.
Wonderful. Well, you know what? I've heard so many wonderful things about you. And just for our audience, tell us a little bit about Jokia for the ones who have not heard or just they're not in the know.
Yeah. So my name is Jokia. It's like Nokia phone, but with a J. Don't ask me how or why my mother did this, but she loves it. So that is my name. But I am a singer-songwriter. I'm a worshiper. I'm a wife, a mom. I play guitar. I just love to worship. And so I'm a new artist. This is my second single, which is called Yahweh. Yeah. And I'm excited. It's a new journey for me, especially with the second single. I just feel like God has just really breathed on this thing. And he's just such a big part of my influence. Some of my musical influences. Look, I like long walks on the beach. I love burritos and chili cheese fries. No, but yeah, that's just a little bit about me. I don't want to keep going.
Yeah. Well, Jokia, okay, you are beautiful, gorgeous, and you have great style. But I heard you were in the military. Now I'm trying to understand that one because you know what, you look like the type you may put on some Ruby Woo red lipstick and they're not.
Oh yes, absolutely.
So tell me about that. Tell me about this whole transition from being in the military and you're a gospel artist now and just you know, yeah.
Now, yeah,
let me do one disclaimer, not saying people in the army are not attractive. I'm not saying that.
No, listen, I understand what you're saying. We look rough sometimes when we're at work. When you're trying to save the country and trying to fight in wars and stuff like that, sometimes you can't look cute all the time. So no, you're absolutely right. Trust me, there's been some training days. We all the females had straight braids going straight back, hair everywhere. So no, you're absolutely right. But you know what, when I got out of the military, out of high school, my dreams was, I want to go to Spelman. I want to go to Clark Atlanta. I want to go to Atlanta. I want to go to an HBCU. Yeah. And I can't wait. I've had good grades, so I've earned it. I should go, you know? And I told my mom, and my mom was like, listen, well, we don't have the money to send you. I said, oh Lord, mom, no, you gotta send me to college. She said, listen, we can get you through the first year, but after that, it's going to be a struggle. And I just, you know, I didn't like that. So she said, I recommend you go into the military. And at that time, it was really scary. It's this time after 9/11. And I was just kind of scared. I was like, I don't want to do this. And, you know, I spoke to a couple of friends who, you know, really kind of encouraged me. And so I was like, okay, I'll go. And so it was one of the best things I've ever done. Like I went in and I gave my life to Christ. Mm-hmm. I met some other believers. It's the best time to be a believer is to be in the military, yeah, you know, because you're getting deployed. You're definitely going to go overseas. You know, a lot of us did. I went, mm-hmm. I went to Iraq. And so wow. Knowing the Lord, having the Lord, it's important, not just because your life is at stake and at risk, but essentially you need the Lord because, you know, in the army and the military, there's so many different walks of life. So you need Jesus's unchanging hand with dealing with people from different cultures. Yeah. I mean, it's completely different.
You know, I'm amazed at our journey and how God definitely orders our steps because not only did you get that experience, we'll talk about that mm-hmm. later because a lot of things that we experience or get into, it's really leading us up to something bigger, something greater.
Yeah.
It's almost a training for what you're getting ready to get into. But you met your husband in the army. Tell me about that.
Oh my gosh. So I met him in Iraq. And so when I was singing a part of a choir, first time I ever got a chance to be in a choir. Yeah. And so I was singing in a choir and he came into the chapel. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, he is so cute. I said, but I looked and I was like, but he need to kind of still get it together. I could see spiritually, I was like, no, he still needs to get delivered. So I was like, nope. You know, listen to me, right? Like, I'm like, nope, he needs deliverance. I could tell he still needs to be delivered, you know. Oh, but he's cute though. And so the Lord dealt with me about lusting. So I, you know, I had to repent for lust, you know. But I will probably say a year or so afterwards we got married. I left Iraq before him, but he loved the Lord. He wasn't focused on women. He wasn't focused on anything but getting his life in the right standings with God. And so that just opened for a great relationship. And then also too, he played guitar as well, electric. And so just that environment, everybody being in the choir, it was a really cool environment. And so we've been together ever since. February 8th coming up will be for us. We've been together for 12 years. So.
Wow. Happy anniversary. People don't make it a second.
Yeah. Come on. You know,
12.5 seconds.
Look, I'm like, Lord, you know, I gave my life to Christ. You know, I met my husband there. I mean, I would have never thought that I would have met my husband in a whole nother country, not in the United States.
Yeah.
So that was just phenomenal to me. The Lord has just continuously blew my mind. I mean, there was a lot of trauma, too, that took place for me in the military, but the good outweighed the bad for sure. But it was a traumatic experience, to say the least. It really was.
Yeah. For you to be talented, and you did the Army thing, but you also can sing. Did you know in the Army at that time that you wanted to pursue a career in the music industry? Did you know, or was this something that you were kind of developing as you went?
I didn't know I wanted to be in the music industry. You know, I didn't even think that was something that would be tangible for me. I think at that time I was wanting to learn an instrument. I was wanting to sing and write music to God because I loved R&B. So once I gave my life to Christ, I'm like, you know, I didn't think there was a place for my sound. I was like, I'm not Donald Lawrence. I'm not James Cleveland. I'm not Shirley Caesar. You know, those are phenomenal, composers, phenomenal singers and worshipers. That's just not me. So at that time I was just write my private music to God that I thought sounded great. I'm like, ooh, this is for me, you know? But no, that came later. That came when I got out of the military, that I could be in an industry. I think I always knew that I wanted to be a singer. Like, man, I would love to do that professionally. But I think it was in my thoughts, just a dream, you know? I didn't think that it would be something that I would actually obtainable, like, do. So
yeah you are proof positive that, hey, if you just allow God to do what he does what he does.
Yeah.
So in this industry, a lot of independent artists, they get discouraged because,
yeah,
I'm doing my music, I'm trying to put myself out there. It is not easy, especially being an independent artist. So tell us about your big break. How did this happen? How did we get a chance, and how do we get a chance to know this Jokia that we know now, this amazing artist?
Okay, so when I remember I would always play guitar at my church, kind of sitting in the back with the band, just kind of play. And there were like three speakers that came different times, and they told me the same thing, like, hey, the Lord wants you to actually step out and start singing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't believe it. I was so excited about it. I'm like, this is my desires. Maybe they're just picking up on the earth realm of me, you know? Mm-hmm. So I didn't believe it. And then finally, the last time I got a warning, like, if you don't, there was like a warning that came that really scared me. And so I was obedient to it. So I stepped out. I went to, I think it was Atlanta, at a Discovered event for like artists to learn the music business and stuff like that. So that's where I kind of started to learn. But fast forward to today, I would say just really learning the business. And it took me wanting to get record deals, getting denied over and, you know, not getting those opportunities. A couple of record deals from independent labels offered, but it just didn't make sense. It took a few people that actually told me, you can do this independently. You can do this without a label. And in fact, it'll be better for you. But my thoughts were, I won't be on BET though. I'm not gonna be on, you know, the, you know, as an independent artist and versus being with labels, they have major opportunities. I'm like, but I won't be doing all those cool things. Mm-hmm. But I was taught and I was told as an independent artist, there are a lot of things that you can do on your own that you don't need a label. Yeah. And surely, you know, as they said it, it is true. You do not need a label. I was able to put out my own music. I was able to, you know, work with an awesome manager, Apostle Beryl Howard, meet different people in the industry who are highly recognized. Didn't mean that they're going to just sign me just because they liked me or anything like that, but it's obtainable. So I invested, to be honest with you, it takes money to do this. That's one of the things people don't tell you. And as an independent artist is that you have to have a budget. I would always hear, what's your budget? I'm like, goodness, why do you keep asking about my budget? But it takes a budget. It takes a budget. You want to be on the radio. You have to have a budget to pay a radio servicer, someone who has relationships with people in radio to make calls and to take that time out. So I had to pull resources together to pay a radio servicer, pull resources together to make music videos and to create content. So with the Lord and that budget, that is how we are here today. And listen, it takes people like yourself who say, hey, I want to interview this person. No, this is not, I'm not Tasha Cobbs, you know, but saying, hey, I want to speak to her. I want to hear her story. You know, people like yourself who have given me an opportunity to come on your platform and just to share. I mean, first of all, it's dope, but, you know, I don't take it for granted. It's huge, you know?
Yeah. We are actually playing your music and we're still spinning Yahweh. I mean, it's in my.
Hey.
And what I love about your style is it is so eclectic. It's different. Uh-huh. If someone looked at you, they could. And no disrespect, but you could do R&B and you can do gospel. Thank God you're doing what you do for the Lord. But what I'm saying, right. they need a person that says, wow, sometimes we need a drawing card, Jokia. We forget that the Bible said he that winneth souls is wise. Yeah. So the total package that God has given you, it can go everywhere. And sometimes we want to put ourselves in a box, but that's right. Not you. You are a young woman. Right. You play the guitar. How awesome is that? I mean, think about it. So if someone saw you with a guitar, you're like, those rockers would be like, we need to listen to her music. You know,
I remember when I first went into a church with guitar and I remember they was like, you know who you remind me of? And I'm like, oh my gosh, who? Indy Ivory. By the time I heard that the 13th time, I was like, let me guess, Indy Ivory. They're like, yeah. You know, because it's not a big common thing to see a girl with a guitar, to see a woman with a guitar. But I really use it for songwriting purposes. Right. I really use it as a way just to have a foundation to build on some worship. But it's interesting now, sometimes when I'm ministering, I wouldn't throw this guitar down. There's times I'll be playing and you'll see me take it off and lay it on the ground. And I thought, I was like, man, I got to get to a habit. Maybe I can hold it. And then I saw another worshiper. Her name is Naomi Rain. And she was playing the guitar and she took her guitar off and put it on the ground. I said, ah, okay, I'm not by myself here. We all get tired of this thing sometimes. We just want to go in and jump and run around too.
Yeah. Now let's talk about your music specifically. Let's talk about your music that's out now. What inspired you? You know, all that good stuff. Yeah. Tell us. This is your time, Joe.
Yeah.
Tell us about your music.
So when I remember, okay, The Father was the last single. It had come out. And I, as an independent artist, I was like, okay, I've invested. I done did all of the stuff that was right. I love the Lord. I mean, this is my genuine lifestyle. So this should work. I put in to be nominated for Stellar. I got through consideration. It was myself and some other major artists who were signed by labels. Everybody was signed by labels under this category or the category I was considered for. And I just knew, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get nominated for Stellar. When it came time, I looked and they did not announce my name. I was crushed. But it broke my heart. It really did. But it wasn't just that. Before that, it was, you know, meeting with record labels and things not happening. And then this, you know, at the time, and I was just like, oh my gosh, God, if you sent me, why is this not happening? If you send me, everything should be okay. you know? And I contemplated not doing, being in the music industry, you know, and I confused the ministry versus industry. I didn't know that there was were a difference, you know, being naive and ignorant. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
So I had to get healed and delivered. I thought I was being rejected. And the Lord, you know, really said, who am I to you? Is man your God? Is your ambitions and your dreams your God? Or am I your God? Like, mm-hmm. and I realized I didn't have God first. I probably had God like maybe second, you know, yeah. or third probably.
Yeah.
My desires were, oh, I'm going to be who, you know, God said I'm going to be, you know, but that became my heir, you know, so to speak. So I had to repent. I had to get delivered. And Yahweh was birthed out of that. Those lyrics were things that God was saying to me. And, you know, getting on the altar had to really heal and really get delivered and really put God first and go through that process. That took me 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then Yahweh, years.
Yeah, I'm so happy you said that, because a lot of times we're not honest with ourselves, Jokia. We say we're putting God first and we say we're doing this for the Lord.
Right.
But our human side kicks in, and it's okay. It doesn't become okay when we don't learn from it. You learn from it. If you went to God honestly, that's beautiful. And God, that is why you're being blessed now. Now, there's a quote that you said that blew my mind, and you're going to have to copyright this, girl. You said this in another interview, and it was so encouraging. You said, I hope I'm quoting you right, but you said, I'm not going to throw in the towel, because if I throw in the towel, it'll create more laundry.
Yeah.
that happened to my homework. I wish I could credit the guys who were interviewing you. Maybe but that was so powerful.
Yeah.
A lot of times we throw in the towel when we get these notes, when we get the rejection, and the rejection is across the board. It's just that you got to be strong enough to move past it. But tell me about, I mean, can you kind of expound on that? Because you said, I'm not throwing in the towel, because, you know, it's so true. You do.
Yeah.
It's so
throwing
much
in it. First of all, I do not like, let me, I will wash dishes. I will clean. But when it comes to laundry, I don't mind putting it in the washer. I don't mind taking it out. But that folding and putting it away, and I'm like, goodness.
I hate that part too.
I'm like, that's the part I don't like.
Yes.
but you know, I thought if I'm like throwing in the towel creates more laundry. Like if I throw in, I'm going to create more problems. It's more stuff that has to come out in the wash, more stuff that I have to clean, more stuff that is unnecessary stuff that I'm not supposed to be dealing with. I'm not supposed to be dealing with that I didn't produce, you know, like the man with the talent when he didn't produce. He said, Lord, I knew you were a hard man, Master. I knew you was a hard man, so I didn't go out with my talents. And he said, oh, no, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Like, you done sat with this gift. And so there was that balance of, is this for me? And then the Lord took me and showed me people in the word that he sent that didn't have a lot of conversions. There was Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah. He said, I'm too young. And the history of Jeremiah is that Jeremiah didn't convert everybody. In fact, people didn't like Jeremiah. Same thing with Isaiah. Isaiah came in a time where things were very popular. And he was like, repent, repent. And they were like, boy, if you don't get on, like, up out of here. You know, he didn't have a whole slew of T.D. Jakes following behind him. That's not how it went for Isaiah and Jeremiah. Even when we look at the walk of Jesus himself, he had in his industry, okay? We're talking about in the religious industry, in his industry, in politics, he received pushback. He received rejection. He'd been accused, lied on, put in the public eye in a way that didn't pay him well. I mean, you know, but he didn't stop. You know what I'm saying? And so that's the same thing for me. Like, okay, if Jesus kept going, you know, if Jeremiah and Isaiah, Paul, the apostle Paul kept going, Timothy, he had to be reminded with his being timid, you know? So that was the same thing for me. It wasn't measured by the stellar. That's what God was wanting me to know. It didn't have anything to do with the stellar, who acknowledged me, how many labels, if I made it or ever will or won't make it on BET. That had nothing to do with God sending me. Those are man-made bylaws that I put in, like, yeah, the Lord sent me, so I need to be on BET. No, he didn't say that. Not what he said. I would like that, but that ain't had nothing to do with God sending me. Now I'm ready to quit. You know, that's not it.
it makes so much sense. That's so encouraging. And for my listeners, I pray that they are taking notes, because there's so many out here that want to do what you're doing and want to do other things. But I promise you, when we get that first no, when we get that rejection, when people don't like us, when they don't like our posts, when they don't share it, we get all crazy and you know, out of ourselves, and it makes us feel a certain type of way. But again, it's really God saying, okay, you need to be my focus and stay focused on what I called you to do. All that other stuff will happen. And you will be, Jokia, you're going to be on BET, because you said that too many times in this podcast. So you put in the atmosphere. You're going to be on BET, okay? So okay, we got that. But, I'm so happy that you are saying what you're saying, and you are a artist, you're going to be successful. You are successful. You are successful. So I'm happy you're telling your story, because, you know, we always want to tell the good parts, Jokia. We don't want
to forget
and we had to chill and we had to stop and start. Mm-hmm. And there's so many businesses that are stopping and starting, but it doesn't mean at the end you got to stop. You just keep it moving, you know?
And you know what? I'm so glad that you mentioned something about likes and different things like that. I think that we're in a space with social media that we tend to compare. We tend to compare our ministries that are similar with others' ministries, and we see it flourishing. We hear their testimonies. I have a couple of friends that have similar businesses outside of music. We have clothing lines. And one of the things is that we often see is that people will say, you know, been in business for 2 minutes and sold out everything and made 10 grand. Mm-hmm. Now you're comparing like, oh man, I'm still trying to make $100, you know, you're doing this strong comparison. Yeah. And the reality is, what is not being told is I put 50,000 in to get the 10.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What we're not saying is I had already had these sales already sold from my church organization, or from an organization that I came in with it. This is all publicity to get new buyers, to build, but that's not being told. So now everyone else is comparing to that business that sold 10,000 lipsticks in 2 minutes, and you're wondering, oh Lord, is this what you want me to do? And sometimes you just have to remind yourself and slow yourself down a little bit to say, wait a minute, what I'm doing is what I'm doing. If you get 2 likes on your post, let me tell you, the analytics are showing people are seeing your posts. It doesn't mean they don't like it. There are reasons people are just sliding on. People see what you're doing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't measure the success, you know?
Yeah.
But that's something that I just constantly remind myself. And then even with Yahweh right now, I'm just blessed at the response that people are getting what I tried to say in lyrics, you know, because I've felt like I don't even know people gonna understand what I'm saying, because this is just, you know, my repentance and deliverance, acting like I had it together and needed to be delivered song. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, beautiful. What's next for Jokia? What's next for you, girl?
You know what? I'm on the journey like everybody else. Yeah. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, as things happen, I'm just like, oh Lord, that's cool. You know, it's no longer now defining me, you know, so to speak.
Yes.
So I've been kind of just going with the flow of things. I'm now at the point where I'm writing new music. And so I'm curious to see what songs the Lord selects and approves that can be released. And so that's where I'm at. I'm writing some stuff. I got this guitar ready, and I'm waiting for some new music to come out, you know?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? I want to share this one thing. So I got a call from my manager, and she said, hey, submit for the Stellars. You know, it's so funny. It's been 2 years, you know, actually probably a little bit longer than this, longer than 2 years now since that came out. But this time going into it, there's no pressure, you know, and I just felt so good, you know, so calm, so relaxed. I'm at the point really, whatever happens, you know, I'm just in a different space, and it feels good to be in that place.
Yeah. Jokia, I'm telling you, this is how it happens, because I do a lot of things in the industry, the acting, the makeup, the beauty influencer thing. And I'm like, when is this going to happen for me? And what I've learned, and I just want to encourage you, just sit back and be you. If you keep you, it's going to fall into place. You have to remember, God already gave you everything you needed. If we hear this, but we don't let it get into us internally. But God has already given you everything you need to hit every industry, everything that you know, your dreams. I see it. I mean, I'm telling you, you got it. Just relax and be Jokia.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I love you. Look, I love you. Absolutely.
Yeah, sweetie. Well, it's been so wonderful talking to you. I know you have a schedule, so I don't hold my clients or my
clients. No, you look like you say, look, come on. That's how I know you're a business, when you say client.
I'm so excited for the people that I interview. I don't hold you long because I already know the schedule, Jokia. Yeah? So I'm going to let you go. Is there anything else? Oh, how can we get in touch with you? If someone wants to email you, your social media handles, how can we?
Yeah. So I am at Jokia Music on all my social media handles. You guys can find my music and items from my clothing line at godsentbw.com. And then also, in addition, if you guys want to book me, you can reach out to my manager at veryl920@aol.com. That's veryl920@aol.com. And if all else fails, message me and I will pass you along her information. But you talk to me, I talk back. So I thank you. Listen, Lady Moore, I can't wait till this pandemic is over till you host your women's thing, because I'm coming. I don't know if you done already planned that or if that's going to be in the works. I'm coming. You need to have me up on there. Come on, motivational speaker, empowerment, uplifting. I see this thing being big, okay? This is just what I see. So when it's time, I need to be ready. Listen, you're going to have the vendors there. I see big publicity around this. A lot of publications and magazines and different people there. So when you do, when this is over, keep the planning, be intentional about the speakers, which I already know you are. You're very meticulous about this. And I just see the branding very well for this. That's just going to do phenomenal things, something that hasn't been done before. So I want to be a part, and I just want to make sure that I do come into agreement with what Heaven and you are doing. So,
Amy, thank you so much. Thank you. Can I pray over you, Jokia, before we leave?
Yeah.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this delightful soul, this amazing sunshine, this breath of fresh air that you have allowed to impact this industry, Father God. She has so many gifts and talents, and God, for her ministry, God, for her sacrifice, God, even the things that she cannot utter, Father God, I just ask you to give her the desires of her heart. Father God, protect the vision, God, protect her and her family. Keep her, Father God, give her, Father God, witty inventions. Give her the lyrics, Father God, that will touch each and every body that comes into her presence, God. We thank you for the Grammy.
Yes,
we thank you for every award that she deserves, because God, she is doing this unto you. Father God, keep her path pure. Keep her heart pure, Father God.
Yes.
And Lord, let her ears and eyes be open into what, Lord, you have for her. And when she sees it, God, I ask you, Lord God, that there will be no fear. Father God, I thank you that you will remove all fear. And I thank you, Father God, for releasing the blessings, even in this pandemic, Father, for prospering her and keeping her, and Lord, allowing the vision to come to pass. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You are so amazing. Thank you, lady.
Yes, I love you.
Love you too.